broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
What was that?
We're on.
That's how it happened.
8:18. This is unbelievable.
He did it again.
I can't do it anymore. This is it.
He's unbelievable.
We're done. This is it.
We're starting at midnight.
Yep.
We're in a midnight sports talk.
Sports talk coming on at midnight. That way Jack will be done. We can go from there. The problem is that guy back here in the corner.
Too much talking.
Yeah, he don't shut up, does he?
Nope.
Welcome to Sports Talk on Wednesday night. In studio, we have behind the board the engineer, Mr. Jordan Stogler. How you doing, Jordan?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Hi, Jordy.
Jordan is a draft guru.
The draft guru. This is draft night.
It is draft night, Fee. And
not self-proclaimed. I never said that.
No, but everybody says that. That's what everybody, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
The guy to my left, Mr. Cody Feely. Cody Feely, how are you tonight, my brother?
Great to be here. Always good being back in the studio.
Amen. The guy sitting beside you, bodybuilding.com.
Bodybuilder.com. You can tell, too. He's
thick.
He's big.
Thick. Got a new haircut, too. I like the
looking
lid.
Looking good. Looking good.
Who'd cut that?
Luke.
What'd that cost you?
75.
Not too bad.
Sander's struggling over there.
So. Yeah. That is Toby Metzger, in case you didn't recognize the Toby Metzger. And the guy sitting across from me with the Cleveland Browns jersey.
Yes, sir.
Baker Mayfield.
Go
Feely.
Dogs, baby.
How's it going, Harold Feely?
Awesome.
Fee, we got to talk. We can't not talk about our baseball team right now.
Ooh, do we have to?
God.
We're struggling right now. We're struggling. Can't see the ball.
Todd Homan texted me last night and said that was the toughest loss the girls have had in a long time, too.
Oh, I seen the guy.
Heartbreaker.
4-3 or something?
Oh. Led 3-0 in the sixth. Cavs score 3 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, 8th to win it. So
exactly.
Indians go down 4-3. But the boys go back in action Saturday. Tomorrow. Minster at home.
At home, Minster.
Game that will be on Fort Recovery Radio. Me and Calpy will bring that to you.
Bringing that.
We can beat them.
Oh, yeah. We can get them. We got Patchy on the mound. He'll compete.
Yep. And the girls travel to Minster to play a really good Minster Wildcat team. So they'll have their hands full. Absolutely. So so we're going to take a break. We're going to pay the bills. We're going to come back. We're going to talk the draft. And it's a national holiday.
Yeah, it's big.
Love it. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection. And here are some of the specials they have for you this week. In their deli, they have Cooper Farms Honey Roasted or Smoked Turkey for just $5.99 a pound, sliced any way you like it. And Eckrich Bologna is only $1.99 a pound, sliced your way. Packages of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Original, or Cheese are 2 for $6. And it's time to start making plans for your graduation parties, so get your party trays and chicken ordered now. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
The Fort Recovery Museum will be open for the season starting this weekend, and there will be two great displays to kick it off. The museum will be open from noon to 5, and both displays will run from 3 to 5 on Sunday. In the downstairs meeting room, local woodworking artist Bob Hart will have a display of some of his beautiful woodworking pieces, and he'll also be there to answer questions about his designs and techniques. Also, Dr. Tim Barman will have some of his extensive collection of antique hand tools on display on the front porch of our museum, and he'll be there to explain and demonstrate these tools from the frontier era. And if you have antique tools that you would like him to look at and maybe explain how they were used, you're encouraged to take them along on Sunday. Two very interesting displays from local people at the museum this Sunday afternoon, kicking off this year's museum season. Bob Hart with some of his wooden works of art inside, and Dr. Tim Barman with his collection of antique hand tools outside on the front porch. Make plans to stop by and check out these two great displays this Sunday afternoon at our museum. The Fort Victory Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 7th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. Come check out a couple of hundred awesome cars on the brick street in downtown Fort Recovery from 6 to 9 p.m. It's one of the first events of spring, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars. Great food will be available, and Slick and Rick will be spinning the oldies all night. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 11th from 6 to 9.
Welcome back, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee Show. We're talking NFL draft. Tomorrow's a big draft, boys, and it's been a national holiday for the Cleveland Browns fans the last few years. And when I look back at the draft, my funnest night ever at Miracle Lanes Bowling Alley when they picked Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Football. I laughed.
Johnny Football.
You about got kicked. Ross and Porter's going to kill you and Bronny.
They were crying. They were so happy.
They were.
I was falling back into Lake Erie. I was so happy.
You know, it's funny, though. Like, you can talk yourself.
Your mic ain't on. Try it.
How about this?
There you go.
There you go.
Right, yeah.
You can talk yourself. I didn't want Johnny at all, but by the time I left there, I was all.
Oh, we were all Johnny fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can do it.
Yeah.
He came out with the money signs.
Oh,
I'm about it.
We're trading up.
Good pick.
Baby.
Good pick.
Browns are trading up.
That was the greatest draft ever. It didn't turn out to be too good.
No.
In fact, if you look back at the Browns drafts prior to the last 3 years,
they've been horrible.
Oh, bad. It ain't been real good.
Okay. We went like 8 years without.
That 1 year was Whedon and Gilbert?
No, it was Whedon and Richardson.
We had
the worst draft is when they took that big lineman defense. They absolutely sucked. Pork thought it was
Baylor.
What was his name?
Oh no,
Phil Taylor. We traded for Phil Taylor.
Julio.
We took Phil Taylor.
And then everybody looked at each other like, Phil Taylor.
Who is Phil Taylor? The best defensive tackle in the NFL that night.
We had Danny Shelton. I mean, we just had a numerous. Just
we had a cornerback from Oklahoma that we picked late, and he was terrible.
Yeah. That was Gilbert.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
He didn't make it past year two, I think.
He was horrible.
That guy sucked.
Yeah. Oh, he was horrible.
Corey Coleman sucked. That was the Carson Wentz trade down where we drafted, what, five receivers that year? And Higgins is still on the team. So yeah. I guess, if you
hit on one.
We shotgunned it and we got it.
I read today on the Browns thing that they were talking in 2018, our draft, we have one left.
That was Baker's draft, right?
I think it was 18. He went through that. Or no, it was the second round picks. Second round. He said we've been really bad. He said we got to get better at that. But he said you can't miss that many times. I'm like, oh yeah, we can miss.
Oh yeah, you can. Browns can do anything.
We can swing and miss at the
best. Leave it to us.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about our philosophies. Who's going to go where? We kind of know the first pick. Trevor Lawrence going with Urban Meyer, and I think that's a no-brainer.
Yep.
And I think that guy's earned a first pick. Agree with that one?
Yep.
No doubt.
Uh-oh, what are you smiling about? Are you a Trevor Lawrence fan?
No, I agree 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And
Chalk.
Then, huh?
Chalk.
Number two pick?
Zach Wilson.
I mean, that's kind of bad.
Sounds pretty solid there.
He sounds like he's a BYU smart. He's doing everything. The Big Apple, they're kind of falling in love with him.
You know, I ain't too sure. That might be another Manziel in the making.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it might be another Darnold in the making.
He was cocky and stuff in college, too. He might have a...
But, see, this is what happens. Like, just because you're cocky doesn't mean you're Johnny Manziel. Just because you show emotion on the field, like, everyone says, oh, it could be another Johnny Manziel.
Not if you ask Colin Cowherd. He hates those kind of guys.
He's the worst.
Yeah, he's terrible.
He hates those kind of guys because that gets him ratings. That's all. Yeah, that's all them guys do.
Yeah, go against them.
Say whatever they can say so people hate them or love them one way or the other, and it gets people to tweet about them and talk about them, and that's where they get money.
He still grosses Baker out.
Because Browns fans are nuts, and that is...
Every YouTube clip where he mentions Baker's name, it's the most viewed clip he has.
Here's my other thing. I just looked at the Jets QB roster, and I don't...
Hot take coming.
I don't even know any of them. So you're going to just throw this kid in the fire with the Jets, who do they got an all-star line?
Don't they have a helicopter?
I mean, that's what the Bengals did with Joe Burrow. They gave him...
This kid is not Joe Burrow.
Well, I'm saying they didn't set him up with a 10-year vet.
I'm just saying.
Listen, Sam Darnold has had nobody.
Okay.
No. And Sam Darnold, I actually think Sam Darnold going to Carolina is like a breath of fresh air for that kid. He will be better.
Well, he gets Joe Brady. That's the guy that got Joe Burrow drafted number one.
Yeah. And he's got...
He'll be a head coach next year, probably.
Where at?
Bengals.
Yep, for sure.
Huh?
It's all set up. Bengals win about 4 or 5 games this year, fire him, they draft Chase this year. It's like the LSU North.
Oh, you moron.
It's set up.
Might as well write it.
Put it down.
Yeah, put it in stone.
I agree.
The books.
I think you boys are on drugs.
So are the Bengals? Are the Bengals one of the bottom 10 teams in the NFL this year?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, just roster talent.
I mean, they're not going to have a defense. They'll probably score. They're not going to have a defense because if they get Chase and then they get a lineman, the third round is going to be the first that they can, like, address their defense, don't think it's that good.
They can trade down.
They won't trade
down. Chase.
No way.
I read something today, which you can't believe much what you read right now because it's all smoke, but they said... If Chase would have played this year with a quarterback that had an arm, which I think is why he didn't play, because LSU's quarterbacks were awful.
Yeah.
They said they think the Jets would have taken him at 2 and kept Darnold. That's how good he is.
But philosophy-wise, taking a wide receiver in one round just doesn't make that much sense, no matter how good they are.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Yeah. I would never – wide receiver, running back.
No.
I think I've seen
some. Early, like, I agree.
27% actually succeed in the first
season. Well, get a second contract, whereas 60% of linemen signed a second contract with the team, and only 26% of receivers.
I would say Saquon Barkley's a hit.
Saquon?
I mean, he's hurt, but.
He's hurt now, and.
They say he's back.
Braylon Edwards.
Yeah.
But it's not about, like, just taking. You have to then take the rest of the draft where they could have switched. You know, if they didn't take Barkley, you know, they could have had Chubb in the second round. Yeah. So the Chubb and who else, like Bradley Chubb or who else?
And the Cowboys else took Zeke. They could have had Jalen Ramsey in the first and Derrick Henry in the second.
Yeah.
Could have. Yeah.
Alvin Kamara. I mean, it wasn't part of that, but all the good running backs now are.
They don't last very long.
Yeah, second, third, third round.
They don't last
backs.
Very long.
So we're going to go with the Jets taking Zach Wilson, and then we come to number 3, and that's where everything goes. Who knows?
It's interesting.
So we all on agreement that they are going to take the kid out of North Dakota State or not?
I'm not in agreement.
You a Big Mac?
Huh?
You Big Mac?
No, I think it's going to be Justin Fields.
I, for some reason, do too.
Oh, put some money on that then.
I did.
Okay.
Well, what's the odds?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Was like plus 175.
It was plus 230 too. That's when I got it. You can't trust anything you hear now. It's a lot of smoke.
Well, Shanahan says they asked him if Garoppolo is going to be on his roster. Are we even certain or anybody's going to be alive Sunday?
Yeah, is anybody going to be alive?
What an idiot! Mac Jones is back at minus 305. He was getting close to even earlier today.
See, right? And when it fluctuates that much, you can't trust anything. So I just think it's going to be Justin Fields. I don't know, maybe not.
You're talking with your heart.
No, I mean, I don't care where Justin Fields is drafted. But I've watched him play more than the others, and I don't know. I guess he brings a lot more.
He's got Tourette's or something. What's he got?
Epilepsy.
Epilepsy. Or Tourette's, same thing.
Different. No, that's seizures, and he hasn't had one in a while. But
all right, fine.
And I don't know much about Trey Lance, so I'm.
I think Trey Lance is a wild card.
Yeah.
I mean, he's played 1 year and one game and got a bunch of talent. He's a great kid. And
I don't
somebody's
want.
Somebody's going to take a chance.
Oh, yeah.
I think people's.
The Patriots back. End up with Fields because I think if Fields slides.
I do.
No. I don't know. Like, get Belichick out of here. They've been good long enough. They don't need to, like, stumble upon another good quarterback. Give him Jarrett Stidham and whoever, Cam Newton.
They got another great summer. That's what they said today.
The Patriots.
Get him out
of
here.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great fit for Fields.
Oh, I think he'd have to love it.
Oh,
McDaniels?
Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
But you want to watch Patriots for the next 15 years again?
Well, I don't think they're going to be. Yeah. I don't know.
The thing with them is they were bad, but they get like 8 defensive players back this year that sat out last year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Bill being the guy he is, probably you guys just sit out. Just take a year off, stay healthy.
Come back.
Get after it.
Don't kid yourself.
He thinks above and beyond.
He absolutely does. We got to take a break, pay some bills. We're going to be right back to talk about the NFL draft on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Here are the softball and baseball games coming up the rest of this week for our Indians teams. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Minster, and the boys will host Minster, and the baseball game will be broadcast on Fort Recovery Radio. On Friday, the Lady Indians will play at Arcana. Saturday, the boys will travel to Rushi for a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m., and those games can be heard live on Fort Recovery Radio. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, we'll be broadcasting as many games as we can right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Lions do.
We on?
You're on.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, my sidekick on Sports Talk. So we're talking. We got through the first 3 picks. Now we're going to the Falcons. And is everybody in consensus here that they are going to take Pitts? Is Pitts the pick there?
Absolutely.
Many say the best player in draft other than Trevor Lawrence.
If they draft there, it's Pitts.
Or,
I would imagine.
Or they drop back.
I mean, they could, but they Matt Ryan. They can't get rid of Matt Ryan in 2 years.
Right.
Or they're going to pay him $40 million to not play.
Can't.
No.
Yep. His contract kills
him. So if you're them, you just roll with him and.
Unless you just go blockbuster. No, you're not going to be worth a crap. Trade out.
Yeah. Oh, if someone offers King Ryan, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're kind of staying the same team, I feel like. Just try to fire the offense up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those, like, they're in, you know, like a middle ground where they're, like, really, they could be really good, but it's almost too good to tear down, but not good enough to win the Super Bowl by itself. So
it's not only too good to tear down, it's hard because Julio's going to cost against them. If they trade him.
Cap-wise.
Cap-wise. So,
yeah, I think
Falcons got issues down there. They're in trouble. So I agree. They got to take the best player. and that's Pitts. And Pitts could be the best player in the whole draft. I mean, he really could.
I've heard multiple say that, like, if they had to guess one Hall of Famer from this class,
that's
it's
what
him.
I heard too. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's
Calvin.
You know, I love Hall of Fame talk with people who haven't played in the NFL yet.
Yeah,
give me Hall of Famers if you haven't played.
He's a top five tight end next.
He's first ballot Hall of Famer for sure.
It could be. Yeah,
second. Put him in.
Dumbest thing you've ever heard. You hate that talk.
Njoku looked like he's like first Hall of Famer too. The first
he was Hall of Famer.
he gets his shirt off. Oh, he's oh,
a hey, Chiefs in shorts. Of a body.
Yeah,
he's a moron.
He's a 7-on-7 Hall of Famer, no doubt.
Absolutely.
He's traded too, by the way. We're getting rid of him.
And now we go to the fifth pick of the draft, and we was hoping that we could get Garmin or one of your sidekicks to call in
the Bengal boys.
Yeah, because it's Bengal time, and that's where
they got a choice to make. Tuffy.
Toby says it's no doubt going to be Jamar, give me the ball.
I think
it is.
I think they have to. I mean, because with their
got to protect that quarterback.
With their second round pick, there will be a phenomenal offensive lineman there.
Yeah, but
like Wyatt Davis,
it's still like the sixth best.
Wyatt Davis will be their first pick.
They're not going to take him.
I mean, it's an offensive line. I'm just saying there'll be two Alabama guys there probably.
Some are saying Josh Myers is the better offensive lineman.
And he might be there with their third pick.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know. But okay, so my only thing would be like I get Jamar Chase, who he could be great. But if for some reason, or if it happens that Burrow gets hurt again, like. You're going to get crucified.
Yeah.
If you pass the tackle and he has no time, I'm like,
can you imagine if he, the first game, gets whacked? And they will kill that. They will absolutely.
And I think Burrow's good enough where if you give him time, he'll make any receiver good. It doesn't matter who.
I'm a Browns fan, but I love Burrow.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's great.
The AFC quarterbacks is getting ridiculous with that. There's talent in the AFC, like
Lamar.
Oh, you don't like Lamar?
Get out of here.
With the read option, it doesn't matter how good you can throw the ball, and he just run read option, and he runs 50 yards down the field.
He's pretty good.
Chase him around.
Like an MVP? Jesus. Give me a break.
You're such an idiot.
Give me a break.
Miami Dolphins. So we're going to go with the wide receiver here. Nobody's going to
take either one. I would take Chase, but I like offense.
If they go offensive lineman, it's the greatest, like, troll job. Because I think they've even been, like, leaking stuff like it's going to be Chase. So I'd be surprised.
They're not smart enough to do that.
You don't think so?
Bengals ain't.
No. The Bengals, I feel like, they look at Mel Kiper's big board and they just take who's on top. Every year it's just like who's there and they pick the first. So it usually leads to a pretty good draft on paper, but just who's ever in the top five of Mel Kiper's
big board. I did see where they said Billy Price, we're not going to re-sign you after
he's
this year.
Struggling. Yeah, that's shocking. Horrible. He was so good at Ohio State. He has been bad for them.
So what do you do? Do you trade him right now?
You're not going to get anything for him.
Get a sixth round pick. I'd say you're better off hoping he finds a way to turn it around or something.
Well, if not, you're going to lose him for nothing.
I mean, he had to play last year because of injuries, but he rotated. Start.
Him and Michael Jordan, Buckeyes left guard from a couple years ago, they rotated like left guard every week. Like every other week, they just started and rotated.
Who's their third offensive lineman that the Bengal fans just go crazy?
Bobby Hart.
They got rid of him, I believe.
He went to the Bills.
Kicked him out.
Did he really?
Which surprising he's still on the job.
Every week on Twitter. There'd be a Bobby. Somebody.
It's the same thing with Browns fan and our safety, who is Sadehu.
Oh, yeah.
Like every time a coverage was broke, it was Sadehu. That was right.
Yeah, but if
same
he got
thing
a
with
tackle,
Bobby
Hart. Oh,
yeah.
We were fired up, baby.
Sadehu hit you.
Yeah. He's shaky.
Just because you laid two big hits in a year doesn't mean you're a good safety.
Gave up 20 touchdowns.
Yeah. I don't know, boys. But who's number six pick is the Miami Dolphins. It's going to be a wide receiver for sure.
You
would think so.
They just traded away a guard and moved the tackle to guard, so they could take the Oregon offensive tackle.
And they have two picks, right? I'm going to pull up the order.
They got the 18th pick as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they could get a receiver there. I mean, I don't know. If the top three would probably be gone by then.
Are you sold on Tua?
No.
No, but they're going to roll with him, which I think they have to. But
give it a shot.
If they go receiver, I would go Waddle.
I don't get this. I don't understand how this Smith is just like, he's 175 pounds. Who cares?
He killed us.
I mean, he was unbelievable. Catch 8 million touchdowns, jump over field, catch it one-handed. Nah, you're stinking.
Waddle was hurt.
He beat Ohio State by himself.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. The guy has had unbelievable catches. He runs good routes. I don't get it.
That's why I'm not sold on that Jones either. I think Toby could have threw for 50 touchdowns.
You see his arm.
The bugger up in the air. Like, one of them go get it.
Give me their offensive line so I can take a nap quick.
Yeah, you can take a nap and just throw it up in the air somewhere. Go get it.
But Steve Sarkisian did a great. I mean, he threw so many balls at the line of scrimmage and just quick throws. And when you got the best team on paper, I mean, they just get the ball as quick as they can to Waddle and Smith and let them do the running back and just go.
It was one of like the biggest differences of like coaching schemes of like one coaching staff was ready and the other
they were
one was,
so far. Out.
Gary Combs got which that's his first big game and
that was pretty nasty. Yeah. I agree with
and
that.
Ugly. Yeah, we put money on Ohio
they
State.
Kept that was smart. Yeah. They kept Tough Borland in all year. Yeah. His pro day stats. I'm not so sure I can't run his 40 right now.
Yeah. Tough's going to be now. They're saying he's going to get drafted.
He could be a seventh round pick, probably.
Yeah, I could see him in a seventh.
All four Ohio State linebackers could get drafted.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're horrible.
We couldn't tackle. We could not make a tackle.
Never came in on any plays. The only time they made a play is when they fell over and a guy fell over.
That's a great recruiting pitch for Ohio State.
Yeah,
doesn't matter if you're good or not. Yeah, if you're Ohio State linebacker, you're going to get drafted.
You're going to get drafted.
Browning was all right.
He's a freak, though.
Yeah, athletically.
I feel like we had him in the wrong spot just because he had to with who
we had.
He'll
be like, who's the Buckeye linebacker for the Dolphins now? That Jerome Baker. He's great in the NFL. We kind of used him not the best. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Detroit Lions, what do you got, boys? Micah Parsons is what my board says here.
I think they might trade out, too. I don't think
they're a train wreck. They got it.
They need some.
They need linemen. They need offensive linemen.
Terrible.
Yeah.
They got Goffey.
I know.
They're going to get someone that'll bite your kneecaps off.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Parsons, he couldn't tackle on a Buckeye.
He
sucked.
Did he play this year?
No, he opted sat out. He opted out.
Him and that kid from Northwestern, the offensive lineman.
Yeah, Slater.
Yeah. And everybody's saying
Parsons is a freak. Because they were talking about him back in the 20s, and now all of a sudden he's skyrocketing back up the board. So I don't know where he's going to go.
They say he might be the best defender in the draft.
Really?
We'll find out.
But it's the same old line.
You got sources somewhere? Who's saying that? Mary Kay?
Yeah,
I do. Mary Kay.
He loves Mary Kay.
Mary Kay's daughter has a gymnastics man.
I saw that.
She's pretty good.
She's a grossy lover too. I'm sure.
Tony, I love it.
I agree. All right, Denver Broncos. What's happening here, boys?
You forgot eight Panthers.
Oh yeah, I did.
Panthers. Oh, I did. That's the one where
there's your quarterback. There's Jones.
There's New England Patriot.
I see trade out or offensive lineman. Slater.
Because they got to protect Penny. Carney.
They got a good young defense. Last year, they took all defense. I think their first four picks or five picks was all on the defensive side of the ball.
Which is smart because...
Well, they got the best running back in the game.
That, and their head coach is an offensive guy, and Joe Brady's an offensive guy. And
who's going to be the Bengals' next coach?
Yep.
It's all set up, according to you two morons.
It is.
They know it all.
Yeah. Yeah, they could really go. I mean, they could go about anywhere, but I could really see it. That's about where the trade outs start happening.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you.
Same with the Broncos at 9.
Picked up Teddy.
So there's going to be, Right now, I think we have 5 teams that want to trade down. So
why are you picking up Teddy Bridgewater?
Competition.
I mean, I know Drew sucks.
I think Drew Lock, he's showing some flashes, but.
He's a good dancer.
So he's Johnny Manziel.
I'll tell you why. Because Teddy Bridgewater is 34 and like 15 against the spread, boys.
Yeah.
So they want us betting on him. That's why.
Teddy ball game.
I think you'll find out real quick if Locke's good or not. Like he's going to come in. He's going to compete.
Gets pushed.
He's going to get
Locke's
pushed.
Locke's got a cannon.
Oh, Locke's got talent.
Yeah.
Okay. Teddy Bridgewater's highest touchdowns in a year. How many touchdowns has he thrown in 1 year?
I would say Minnesota Vikings.
He was like in the top five of the MVP the year before he got hurt.
Okay,
I don't know how many touchdowns did he throw. 26.
No. I'm gonna say
16.
I'll say 19.
15 touchdowns. Jeez.
So why was he an MVP? Because
he had Adrian Peterson.
Jeez.
That was when AP was on top of his game, right?
His best year at Minnesota was 14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Wow.
Started 16 games.
Jeez. Where'd Teddy Bridgewater go to college?
Louisville.
That's right. Yep. Louisville. They were on every Thursday night.
Oh, Sean Samsel was.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Louisville. Oh, that's right. That was your Finley boy.
Yep. That's Samsel's team.
That's exactly right. All right. We'll just skip over the Cowboys because nobody cares.
I agree. Corner.
Huh?
Corner.
Sertain.
Offense. Sertain.
Corner.
If Sertain is gone, do you go J.C. Horn or do you do somebody else?
Horn. Actually, the way Cowboys Horn? Guys, they're talking, they think Horn, they'll take Horn over him.
I think they take the offensive lineman from Northwestern.
I think Slater. If both corners are off, I think they do, but we have five really good offensive linemen. Yeah.
There's no way both those
four of them were hurt last year.
Would you take Micah Parsons if he's
No.
You don't want him?
Never.
Why?
I don't like him.
Why?
I hate drafting off the ball linebackers in the first round, period, more or less the top 10. I mean, I can find some redneck kid with a mullet in the fourth round that'll tackle for 3 years until his neck falls off.
I love Tacky.
He'll tweet about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't want... Parsons is my number one I don't want.
Is there number two?
No, not really.
No.
They about it. Everybody has you down getting Surtain, right?
Yeah, that's been some corner consensus.
Except your quarterback got killed.
We had four offensive linemen hurt. Four of the five were hurt.
And they suck.
That was one of the funnest Browns games.
We had... Our worst out of the five was the only one healthy. So we get all four back. We'll be just fine.
All right. We'll see.
And Dak Prescott was the MVP until he got hurt.
He was on my fantasy team. I won the first six games. I was the greatest fantasy player of all time.
So in week 12 or 13, he had more fantasy points than like eight starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
And he didn't play six straight weeks.
Yeah.
I know. It was unbelievable.
So you were pro signing him to an extension?
If your quarterback is good and can win games, you have to pay him whatever the next guy gets paid.
It's the store.
I mean,
eventually
you have no choice. Now, running backs, never. Like, I was mad when we signed Zeke, still mad, and I love Zeke. If I'm the Browns, I don't sign Chubb.
Huh?
Ooh, we got some Chubb.
Ooh, draft one.
Chubby's good.
Zeke's good too, but we're paying him $90 million.
So who cares?
That's your fault.
Chubby doesn't wear boring in his nose.
We can give him a Joe Mixon deal.
Yeah,
we can do four for 50.
Jump in a Goodwill basket. Jump.
I think if you can get Chubb for 4 years for $50 million, you do it. I won't sign him for $90 million.
If he gives you a deal, if he gives you the Joe Mixon deal, that's fine. But
Our offense is just completely different.
He's just one of the guys that he runs it in, touchdown, hands it to the referee. He doesn't do the dances and go crazy.
I love him. I'm with you, Phil.
I love that.
The older I get, the more old school. I like that. You guys are like, spike the ball, do a dance.
Everybody jump out, get your cameras out.
Do the worm like Jordan can.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Can't do it anymore? No. Worm's history?
Yep.
The worm is
retired.
Dead.
Bad back.
Philadelphia Eagles, boys. What we got? 12 pick.
Missed 11.
Giants. 11 Giants.
Giants.
Receiver.
Parsons.
That could be...
Receiver or Parsons there?
If a wide receiver falls...
I like
Devontae Smith.
They'll take him.
This guy here says... Quiddy Payne.
Quiddy Payne.
He's a Michigan
freak off the end, but...
He never made a tackle against Buckeyes. No.
First rounder from Michigan. I was like, "Who? I don't know who."
I never heard of him.
I never heard of him.
Freak tested.
I watched his highlights. He's good.
Freak tested.
McShay had him falling all the way in that one mock
late teens
to the Browns.
Yeah, like, take him.
It was a 5%.
We don't need an Edra.
Why do we?
Oh yes, you do.
Oh yeah.
Clowney's there for three games.
You guys got old Tack McKinley and Clowney, who both combined probably for about six sacks. 3 years.
You are so dumb.
They have. Look at their stats.
Us combined did probably have 4 less sacks than them two guys in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
Clowney's probably a better D tackle. He's a great run defender. Cannot rush the passer. Right now, if you got up and did a little pass set, he wouldn't be able to get past you.
I'll give you a little benefit. I did see a stat that said he was like the third or fourth highest percentage of...
Move your mic up to
you talk
of double team.
Take it.
Being double teamed.
He ain't going to get double teamed.
Well, all run plays.
You make really balanced points.
But I'm just saying.
It's the office.
Yeah. All right.
Edge or corner?
Brownies. Eagles.
Receiver or corner?
Patrick Surtain.
Yep.
Surtain.
Surtain or Horn. Whatever one's not.
Their coach is kind of in that job too, right?
Oh, yeah. He's just not committing to the only quarterback they got. He literally just said, I will bring in a quarterback to compete with Hurts.
That's why
I would too. Hurts sucks.
I'm not disagreeing, but if he's your only quarterback, you'd think you would be like, hey, you're our guy. Even
like, imagine being an Eagles fan where...
Who are some of the greatest fans ever?
You have a quarterback, you have a coach, you won a Super Bowl, life's great, next 10 years, let's do it. 2 years later, like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Everything's gone.
Everybody's gone.
How could something turn so fast?
The NFL, man.
That was bad.
The turnover in the NFL is incredible, unless if you're the Patriots and Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And you're in a worse division.
Or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Eight games
this year.
And you're win the playoffs every
that's
year.
That's Tom Brady.
He pretty much, I feel like, recruited all of them.
Well, so what?
But I'm just...
See, Antonio Brown's coming back.
The whole team's back.
Yeah.
I don't know if they lost anyone.
You say San Antonio Brown?
San Antonio. San Antonio. All right, Chargers.
Lyman.
Yeah.
Lyman.
If a kid from Oregon starts falling into the 8-9-ish area, 10-ish, watch them trading up.
Somebody will come up.
They will.
They'll come up.
I think they'll get Slater.
There. If he's there, they'll jump up and down for Slater.
Yeah. Slater.
Or either him or Darisol, or there's another kid, the kid from Vera Tucker from USC. They need a lineman.
Because
they just had Pouncey retire as well.
Are you a Justin Herbert fan?
Yeah. I was skeptical when he got drafted. Like, I didn't think he'd be that good.
Pretty good,
but he looks pretty good.
Yeah,
so
solid.
You're on that.
His arm pops more than like Joe Burrow's. Like when you see him throw the ball, it just like comes off his arm. Like,
yeah,
it's great. But
tough spot for him. I mean, got a new offensive coach now, so got to learn a whole new system in your second year.
Vikings at 14.
They could go anywhere. I feel like that team's not great.
Edge rusher. I bet they get
edge corner.
Miami's. Who's it? Jalen Phillips.
Phillips. I'd say that's probably a pretty good guess. Or corner. I've seen Newsom there.
Ozzie.
They need a lineman.
Ozzie. They could use offensive line. I mean, they could go. They might. Best player available.
Yeah, I agree with you. We should take a break. We got 14 picks in.
Ooh, we got the Patriots on deck.
Patriots are on deck. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Bors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
We on?
We're back.
I got a mouthful of beer nuts.
Beer nuts. Where are we at? 15?
15. Pats.
New England.
Probably quarterback.
I hope not.
I think Belichick will take.
Just because I
Mike Junkin.
Mike Junkin.
That's who he took when he was with the Browns.
Did he
could
really?
Be a receiver, yeah. Too. I mean, if one falls, Elijah Parsons. Moore. Parsons.
If there's no quarterback, they'll go best player. They'll do what's smart. Or they'll trade back for 65 more picks.
And they'll get 10 picks. That's right.
Even though, like, every year, people talk about how good the New England Patriots are good at
They don't draft. No, they're terrible drafters. They're terrible. That's why they give all the way picks away.
Yeah.
They keep their late round picks because they find some Nate Ebners from Ohio State that played rugby.
Yeah.
I mean, they ran with Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
Like, now he's.
But
now
I think they realize. They got.
He's working.
I mean, that's why they signed two tight ends to $100 million combined and everything else.
They had a wild offseason.
I would love to see Justin Fields go here. I know you guys don't, but I would.
For Justin Fields?
I mean,
it's
not going to be
for me.
I'm not going to be that upset. I just don't want it to happen.
Yeah. So you guys are Mac Jones hating? He overrated?
I think.
Gotta go to the
right, he's overrated.
Got to go to the right place. If he goes to the Patriots, I think he's a solid quarterback.
He's one of those. 5 years ago, he'd be a second or third rounder, but nowadays, like, if you're a competent white quarterback, you go in the first round.
But I think,
I think it's because he took his shirt off and he looks like Tom Brady when he ran the 40.
Big so fat guy.
I think it's his brain. Like Sarkisian talking about how he changed plays at the line and
smart.
Identified the mic and changed it.
I mean,
that's the kind of stuff the Patriots love. I mean, so like I said, if he goes to the right situation, Patriots, I mean, or a couple other teams, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Arizona Cardinals, this is a no-doubter Devontae Smith pick right here. They're going wide receiver.
I don't think he goes that.
I think he'll stay long.
No. Where?
I don't know.
It's going to be Waddle or it's going to be Smith.
Could be a line. Do they need line?
Think about
offensive line, defensive line, or corner was where I would go.
You put Murray, Hopkins, AJ Green. I'm telling you, boys.
What are you telling me?
What are you out? I mean, AJ Green is the fifth receiver on the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just see what happens with AJ Green this year.
Okay.
If he's healthy, he'll be a solid guy.
He hated playing for the Bengals.
Well, I mean,
he was not going to get hurt.
He had to practice outside every day because them tight rear ends won't build an indoor stadium.
32?
I would say 31, 32, 33.
Somewhere in there.
Dunzo.
This guy says Jace Horn falls to here.
Yes.
Who?
I like corner. Corner, offensive line, defensive line.
I will bet everybody here
they take
an alcoholic beverage that they take a wide receiver.
I'll bet you.
They're going to get a wide man. They're loaded. They don't need a wide receiver.
Okay. All right. You watch. I'm just covered a bet. Just
stack them up.
Yep. Stack them up.
They're going to get everyone they can possibly
get. Oakland Raiders. Well, not Oakland.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Who you got here, boys? Safety?
No.
Who knows with?
Jesus. Who knows?
That, but.
I mean, they took Celine Farrell or something from Clemson.
Eric Killeen.
For like in the fourth pick last year, or top five. I mean,
who knows?
Gruden's.
Yeah, I mean the dude.
There's another Josh Allen, right? That the Jaguars got him. He's really
Yeah, Gruden, and they took this
Gruden
kid
could take
and they got like a saved. Yeah,
it I never make know sense. No, you don't. You don't know. I mean, they had Al Davis forever, and he just took the guy with the fastest 40, and now you don't know.
Like they got that Colton Miller, which was a surprise pick last year. I think they got a corner that was a surprise pick.
They took Buckeyes Conley a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
He's gone now. He's Actually, I think he's a free agent right now. He went to the Texans, and I believe he is a free agent still right now. Wait until after the draft to sign, I think.
He might be Redskins.
Hmm. I thought he might. Man,
he got drafted or got by somebody, but I don't
know. Didn't get picked up by the Bengals, did he?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who did they pick up? They picked up a Buckeye.
Von Bell.
They got Von Bell last year.
I thought they got another guy this year.
They picked up our lineman.
Yeah, they did get what you call it?
I don't know.
Miami Dolphins go to their second pick here.
Nope, Conley is a free agent.
Okay.
Is it Dolphins?
Yep, 18th pick is the Dolphins. Who we got, boys?
The Dolphins.
Defense.
Edge. I've seen a lot.
Wide receiver on the first one?
I've seen the dude from Miami.
I've seen a lot of Tulsa, that Tulsa linebacker, Zavian Collins.
He's a hybrid guy.
A bunch of people love him. Huge. Yeah, he can run.
DN or a linebacker.
He can run, so.
Yep.
Best player available.
Washington football team. First of all, get a team name.
Get a name.
Tired of the football team.
Better watch what you say. We won't be the Indians.
Yeah, we will always be the Indians. Ford Curry will not change. They will not fall to the pressure of the woke society.
Mm. That's what Washington's stance was for the last 20 years.
Yeah, but then Dan Gilbert started screwing out. They had a complete train wreck.
Out of control.
Yeah. Now he owns a whole team.
Yep.
Damnest thing I ever seen. Getting investigated.
He's almost getting ran out.
Yeah, and now he's...
They might be the Washington.
They approved him to buy the whole thing.
This will be a tackle.
Tackle here?
Tackle?
Yep.
Christian Darrisaw?
Yep. What mock draft are you looking at?
I have on...
Do you have NFL.com's?
ESPN,
I do, yeah.
ESPN has the linebacker from Notre Dame.
Just to go back to your Cardinals,
yep.
They got a corner and receiver at the same odds.
Mm, so, oh, really?
Yep.
So, your receiver.
Might be right.
There we go. All right, so they're going tackle. We are going with the Bears.
The Bears.
Bears got a lot of holes.
Yeah, they could do line. They could do defense, corner.
They are going to do whatever gives them the best chance to win this year because that GM and head coach are on their last
year.
And we're told if you don't win, you're out. So they have no thought of the future.
All the picks next year.
They might trade the next 5 first-round picks.
So who's their quarterback?
Dalton.
A.D.
Dalton.
Red Rocket.
The Rocket. Well, they might. Why couldn't they trade?
That's what I mean. They could trade up. Absolutely.
They could get a quarterback.
They're talking about they could trade up.
Oh, absolutely. If one of these guys fall.
Because the Dalton, we've seen what he's got.
Hey, he played his rear end off, and he about died on a football field last year for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and so did Josh McCown. Yeah. He's a helicopter.
He is a helicopter.
He is. Colts at 21. They got Carson Wentz as their new quarterback. Were they going to protect him, or what do you think?
I could see offensive line. I could see corner. I could see edge rusher. They need an edge rusher.
Yeah, they need edge.
They need edge. For
defensively,
sure.
Ain't the Colts pretty solid?
They have been.
They're not bad.
I think this is where you start seeing people want to trade down. Like they could probably trade down.
Trading down.
Colts got beat by Buffalo in the playoffs last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love.
I feel like the Colts are pretty solid all the way around.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think once you get to 20, like these players
plus what's his face was had it.
There's not much drop off between 20 and like 50.
Their quarterback.
Yeah.
Flat Rivers.
He couldn't break that window with a football.
He couldn't throw from
still would win games.
I know. He's unbelievable.
Colts, favorite is the offensive lineman, then defensive lineman. Those are the two favorited spots. So,
I seen them trading with the
They Browns. Do need a tackle. They're one tackle, I think, retired.
Really?
Left tackle, I believe. Retired.
Oh, I think you're right. I did read that. Yep.
Who's that?
Colts left tackle.
I think if that Greg Newsom is available here, the Browns try to trade up and get him.
Or I seen the guy from Notre Dame.
Barber on Main does not want Newsom.
Why?
He don't know. He's a barber.
I seen them Browns trading up in this spot to get the linebacker from Notre Dame if he was there.
The Browns, I want a linebacker. I want a linebacker. I don't want a why do we need a cornerback?
This guy's like a hybrid.
Who's our second corner?
How many you need?
You need three good ones.
You need three. Guy might not be able to lift his arm. We don't know.
You need three.
You need three good ones. And
you dumb.
You didn't have three last year.
One of them are going to get hurt for sure. Denzel's going to play 13 games a year.
Most teams start in nickel.
That's three corners. Is it Farley?
Caleb Farley is all over the place. I mean, there's some GMs that said they won't touch him in the first two rounds because they think
he's not.
No, it's his surgery.
He'd pay him past COVID either. He out. He ain't going to the draft.
Got COVID. Poor bastard. Night before the draft, he gets COVID.
COVID's out.
All he wants to do is go get drunk and have fun.
Yeah. He's out.
COVID's over.
He wanted to go to the Barley House, boys, and he's out.
Yeah.
He'll be partying with Speedy. There ain't no doubt Speedy has a Snapchat with him.
Speedy will have him.
Speedy going to Cleveland?
Speedy. I know Nate Kanapke is, so I assume like Ross Holman.
Will said he was,
Will,
too.
Jesus. Could you imagine that?
We'll be checking that jail roster in the morning.
Yeah.
There'll be some good looks in there.
They'll see Lucas's print on the... Lucas was here. Oh, my God. I actually picked that guy up. Tennessee Titans at 22.
This could be a corner...
Receiver.
Yeah.
This could be the receiver from Minnesota, Rashad Bateman.
Ooh.
Some guys are owing this more, too.
Elijah
Rondell Moore.
Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
That's what my guys got here. Elijah Moore.
Ole Miss.
Yep. Jets at 23.
They could do anything.
I think they need to go offensive line.
They got two first rounders, too. I didn't know that.
What?
Again? I didn't know they had two first rounders.
What do you mean again?
I mean, they got their first pick last year was offensive lineman.
So they got one good one.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
well, they better protect Johnny 2.0.
I mean, they still have Nick Mangold and DeBrickashaw Ferguson. Who else they got? Right?
Yeah.
Mangold's still playing.
What are they now? 30? 38?
Yeah. Speaking of Nick Mangold, he was on Pat McAfee's show today. Said he hadn't heard of Zach Wilson until 3 days ago. Said, I don't really care about any of it anymore.
That seems about right.
I'm just here to
play. Yeah, I wonder how Holly Mangold's doing.
eating people.
Yeah.
What a beauty queen.
Bar fights.
24 is the Steelers. This is the biggest lock
I bet it's not running back.
Nope.
It is going to be Harris.
No, because that's what everyone thinks it's going to be, so it won't be.
They need a running back.
I hope it's not.
Exactly. They can get a running back in round six. Run his head into a wall for 2 years and get another one.
I hate to say that guy's going to be good in the NFL,
though. Who? Harris. Of course he is for 4 or 5 years, and he's done.
So what are you saying? Don't draft running back?
Not until day three, maybe late day two. You don't need running backs. Don't matter in the NFL.
That's tough.
Get one and run his head into a wall.
I agree with you boys on this one. I'm running back.
Gotta take him. Franco Harris's nephew. I have no idea, but they got the same name. Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags with two picks in the first round.
Urban.
Defensive lineman. Urban made a comment about he thinks to win in the NFL you have to have a top five defensive line.
Well, I know, but he's not going to. You got to. Who's Lawrence going to throw it to?
They got the
D.D. Westbrook.
They got
D.D.
They got
D.J. Shark. D.J. Shark. They got LaVista Chevalier or something.
Listen, I picked up Wet Shark last year after. He absolutely sucked.
What's going on?
They didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, they didn't know how to use him.
Wet Shark.
They had a freaking model thrown to him. And
that was my war. I can't believe I picked him up.
It don't matter. All you got to do is run Jets, boys. They don't need a thrower.
Yeah. I think they go wide receiver.
They could.
Wide receiver.
All right.
That Tony, what?
Cardavius Tony, Florida.
Speedy texts me. He said, Ross Holman is not going. Wes Wenning lives there. Brunzy and Kyle Schreier.
What up?
Brunzy will be crying. If they draft a tackle, Brunzy will cry and pass out on the floor.
Brunzy's hardcore.
Oh my god!
And he'll tweet 700 tweets.
Yeah. Him and old Joey are holding hands.
He'll cry like he'll be mad.
Oh, he'll cry.
Yeah. Okay.
About like when I was young and dumb, when they draft Tyron Smith over like JJ Watt, I about cry. Like, are
dumbest
you pick kidding me? But then a few years later, they take Zach Martin and not Johnny Manziel, and I was so happy.
I remember that.
Oh, I remember so that. Happy because Jerry Jones wanted Johnny. Luckily, his son talked him out of it.
All right, boys. Football. Here's where we get into it.
Brownies.
26. We need another break before.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Break time.
It's 10 after 9 hours. This thing flies.
We're flying.
We're coming back with the Browns pick. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's grilling season, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need, from fresh vegetables to steaks. They have a no-limit meat sale with ribeye steaks for only $8.99 a pound. New York strips or flat iron steaks are $7.99, and T-bones are just $6.99 a pound, all perfectly trimmed and ready to go back by the meat counter. Assorted pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and grab some Swaggerty Farms bratwurst for only $3.99 a package, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. If you haven't started grilling this spring, what are you waiting for? Get in on these great deals at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Yeah, I think junior high is a great spot.
All right, here we go. It's mock draft Fort Recovery radio yes. style.
Oh, watch out for the peanut, Bob.
Had a little peanut there. Bob threw up. Puke. It is Cleveland Browns on the clock. First of all, let's roll it up 24 hours
on draft night.
The place
like
is going to be.
It's going to be a while.
Oh yeah,
but it is going to be neat.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know they're going to have all the highlights of the Browns to start out the show, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
If you're a Browns fan, wait. You're going to be jacked tomorrow.
Nothing looked cooler than when the draft was at Nashville.
Oh, that was awesome. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Awesome. That setup looks pretty sick on the lake.
It's supposed to rain. Yeah.
But it's going to be shitty weather.
If the weather were nice. Decent, it would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. It would be.
I agree. It's going to be fun. And the Browns are going to take with the number 26 pick.
Going around the horn here.
Yep.
I would say if one of the top three corners is there, they would take them.
Yep.
The linebacker from Notre Dame, they might take him.
We all agree it's a defensive pick.
Unless they take that wide receiver from Minnesota, if he's around.
Bateman?
I've heard him a couple times.
He's good. 6'1". He's working out with Odell right now.
And you know you're going to get rid of Odell or Landry. One of them are going to be gone.
I think, and it would be so Browns if like they trade out of the first round. Like, yeah. They don't give the city Bans. Of Cleveland the first round pick.
That would be awesome.
That would be a good.
They could do that.
Browns, yeah. You're on the clock.
Rah!
Trade it out.
Boom. Who's announcing their pick? Anybody?
Miles Garrett.
First going to be the GOAT.
Yeah. First round will be.
Oh, yeah. Goodell.
Goodell. Miles Garrett's announcing
Miles
day
Garrett's
two.
Day two.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, the GOAT might not be able to cane it out there anymore. Old Jimmy Brown.
We need a new.
We gotta get him in a motorized cart. Get him.
Yeah,
out
we
there
do gotta get him.
Joe Thomas has to take over sooner or later for our face of the franchise.
Yeah, and then
the GOAT.
Yeah. and then who's his daughter's always wanting him in the Hall of Fame? Clay Matthews.
Oh, Clay Matthews.
Yeah. Hey, Miss Clay's daughter. Sorry, he ain't in the Hall of Fame. It's over.
I went to that game when he got inducted into the Cleveland Hall of Fame, and I don't remember one word that she said. It wasn't special.
Yeah.
I do think my prediction would be the Browns don't pick at this spot, whether it's down or up.
One way or the other.
How many picks they got in this draft?
Nine.
So they got some wiggle room.
They got two third rounders.
And I don't think they want to use... I mean, we don't have nine spots on our roster, no. So... And maybe they use it day two. Maybe they try to get... We have two third-round picks, so maybe they move up in that round, but...
Now, that's a cop-out answer. Who do they take if they're at this spot? Draft guru.
Come on, Cocky.
Yeah. If our board...
Uh-huh. Right, your board.
Is...
We haven't missed one
yet. How it plays out, uh-huh. I would take the Georgia end.
Ojulari?
Yeah. The last name I'll learn if we draft him.
Ojulari.
We had old Wabanobi.
Cowboys draft
people. You like to take weird names. You might be right.
Cowboys draft people. That's who they want. Cowboys to trade back up and end the first and get. Must be a freak.
What's the Notre Dame linebacker's name? Pronounce
it. J-O-K.
Yeah, it's Joker. Just call him the Joker.
Jeremiah Awasu Kamoua.
That's you.
And put him.
Who are we getting? Oh, blood tackle.
Put him by Tacky Karaki.
Yeah.
Tacky-acky.
The Browns need him, and I hope he's terrible so I can hear Pork and all them Ross and Tiny try to gross that guy out.
Yeah. I'm going Zaven Collins with this pick.
The only pick I would be like upset with would be that defensive tackle from Alabama.
From Alabama?
Barrymore. Yeah. There's a lot of mixed reviews on that kid.
How about the kid from that set out Tyrone or Tron?
Tyrone.
Yeah,
Tyrone.
Washington defensive end. I've seen him mocked there too. I don't know anything about him, but
like outside of that, I mean, even if they went receiver or lineman, I think our front office is
smart,
and I think they know.
Is that hard to say?
What?
Your front office is smart.
It's new to say.
I mean, I'm 30, and it's the first time I can say the Browns
don't come out very often.
I think they could go lineman. I think if they trade back, that's what they would do, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't either,
but they're big on everything you read about them. They're always talking about them high-priced guys getting rid of them and getting the young guys in, so.
Moneyball. Woods is
they talked about getting a quarterback.
I like him.
Oh, yeah.
I like him. Next pick is the Ravens. This is wide receiver.
Baltimore.
Defense.
Best lineman. You just got rid of one.
Best player available.
B-P-A. I got Rashad Bateman.
They will. Minnesota. I can say it's probably a guarantee they will not take both of these picks. Because they got the Chiefs pick at 31, and they are famous for trading down. So they're going to trade down one of these picks.
I'd say they'll pick there and maybe trade the next one.
They'll take. I mean, they're a smart organization. They're just.
They are.
They'll do what's right.
I'm with you on that.
And I think, like, if I was the Bengals and you take Jamar Chase,
trade back in.
You trade in for one of the tackles. I don't think you want to wait to number five in the second round to get like the seventh best tackle. I think you like target.
Who's the tackle from? He just slipped my from
Oklahoma State.
No, he's going first round. Notre Dame.
Lichtenberger or something.
I mean,
he's an Ohio boy.
Yeah. Granted,
Lichtenberg.
Granted, these mock drafts.
Michigan has one. The Mayfield. That's the one. Good.
Yeah, the one. Well, he's about third round, but between Alabama kid and
Betty,
the Notre Dame kid. Those two. One of those two are always there in the second round for them.
But
so I think they probably have their board. And when it gets down to like the final two guys of their top tier, then I would say trade up.
And I mean, the Bengals, they don't hardly ever trade their picks.
And they don't have a lot of picks, I don't think. I think they got about six or seven.
True.
So.
You know what? Scratch it.
Scratch.
I didn't say it.
Okay.
It's out.
I think it's a good idea.
Hey, Jordan scratched.
Hey.
He's out.
Not a bad idea, though.
New Orleans Saints at 28. Who we got? Cody, what are you thinking here?
This one says linebacker from Kentucky. Who is
Jamin Davis?
He's a. Kuiper said he's been rising on a lot of boards.
He's a freak.
Yeah, he's been on a couple of Browns.
I looked at some of his like stats on his pro day, and they are freakish.
Oh, he's a freak.
Okay, let's see how many good players out of Kentucky have there been. Okay, none.
That's what scares me.
That's why
they can play great basketball though.
Well, until this year,
if they want to.
I don't know. You might be right.
Who knows?
Yep. And the Pack. A lot of Pack fans out there.
Love Pack.
Receiver.
They should go receiver, lineman. But they have never taken a receiver in like the last 30 years, so
this
probably not.
This could be the year. They're going to make Aaron happy.
Bateman would be a great pick for them here.
Yeah. My guy says Landon Dickerson, center, Alabama.
Yeah, they need that bad because Lindsey left.
Lindsey's gone. Went to Seattle.
No. San Diego. Well, Los Angeles. Chargers.
L.A. Chargers.
Pretty sure.
Chris, I don't know nothing, do I?
No, you don't.
San Diego.
San Diego. It's still San Diego, and it's still the Washington Redskins, so.
The Buffalo Bills San at 30.
You know what? At this point, who cares?
Buffalo right. Bills.
Buffalo.
Dude, they're scary, though.
They are. You're damn right.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Dude, Josh Allen is good.
No.
You don't like Josh Allen?
He's all right.
Oh, what?
He's fine.
Cole Beasley? No.
Beasley from the Cowboys.
Stephon Diggs?
Diggs, yeah. He's the only receiver they had.
Hey!
Out.
Beasley is a stud.
No.
Yeah, you're racist.
No.
You are racist.
You are racist.
You are racist.
I am not a racist.
You are racist against white people. White receivers.
No.
You're anti-racist. Jordan you're the opposite.
Edelman's good. Cole Beasley.
Stud.
Stinks.
Cole Beasley had a hell of a year.
Yeah, it's great. Good year.
Yeah.
Because who else they have?
Nobody.
Stephon Diggs.
John Brown.
Stephon Diggs.
John Brown.
John Brown was hurt.
He's fast.
I had him on the fantasy team.
That's right.
He can run 100 mile an hour.
He stinks.
John Brown's good for 250-yard highlights.
Yeah,
in a season. That's about it.
I think
if there's a guy they like, they got to go weapon. Offensive weapon. Yeah. Whatever their best offensive weapon at that position is.
Ravens, second pick.
Trade.
Oh, yeah, you are trade saying
out.
That.
Trade now.
I cannot see them.
Bengals coming up.
This could be a wide receiver. This could be where you're at, Jordan. They didn't do the wide receiver the first time, like you said.
They're going to take
off,
a wide.
First off, the over-under of wide receivers is 4.5, and I ain't seeing it.
No way.
You're saying more or less?
Four and a half?
That's what it was.
What are you saying? Higher?
Waddle, no. Smith.
No. That's three. Name the other ones.
More.
This guy.
More.
Bateman. LSU guy.
I guess you can see 4.5. Because Bateman and Moore, they aren't guaranteed first.
No.
I guess it is probably 4.5.
Row the boat.
And I think receiver, like...
Speaking of row the boat.
Struggling.
I know.
His words aren't paying off in the Big Ten like they do in the MAC.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, last pick of the
Who
draft.
Who cares?
It don't matter.
Can you imagine?
They're going to go up,
draft. They're going to say, we don't need anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll just go ahead and get rid of our pick. We don't need it.
Whoever wants it.
Yeah. They might. Just to be. Bruce Arians kind of arrogant. Like, and I love Bruce, but I don't know their GM that well. But like, I could see just we'll trade our first round for someone's seventh round. We don't need it.
Yeah. First of all, just come up and say, all our picks, we're done. We don't need them.
Mike Ditka. That's one of my first draft memories is when Dick him is walking out with a cigar after they trade up for Ricky Williams.
That was the most unbelievable thing ever.
He had a cigar.
We're going home, boy.
Ricky had a big old blunt.
I could see defensive back, corner, or a receiver.
How about quarterback?
Depends who's there. If them five guys are gone, no way. There's no one else worthy of it.
Who's the guy? Chris Sims. Justin Fields.
Yeah, he's
going here.
He's a gigantic.
That's the dumbest thing.
I hate Chris Sims.
He's a gigantic dummy.
Oh, he drives me nuts.
He is an idiot.
I'd puke.
He's a typical sports.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
He does stuff to get clicks, and I can't. I'm out on that.
Nobody does it more than Skip.
Skip, Stephen A., Collins. Collins used to not be as bad, but he's getting it. I don't watch any of it anymore.
He just rips Baker.
I like Skip. I can listen to Stephen A.
I cannot. He screams.
Oh, I hate Stephen A.
Screams.
Stupid.
Screams.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are an idiot. I should be murdered.
Yeah. That's the dumbest opinion that was said tonight.
Huh?
Yeah. That's the dumbest opinion said tonight. So
Stephen A's right. awful.
I like it. You guys are racist.
No. I hate Skip, so I hate them both.
I don't listen to any of them.
I
hate Skip when he has his jerseys on and his tennis shoes and his.
I loved
nothing more though than when LeBron won his championships. I would tune in to First Take
because
just to watch
how much he hated him.
Yeah, yeah.
He was so dumb.
I hate LeBron.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, I hate LeBron James.
I would like them to trade LeBron James for Steph Curry. Not even Steph Curry. Give me Seth.
You're insane.
I don't want him. I can't watch my favorite team because of the dude.
Why?
He's horrible.
What did he do?
You can't watch him.
God. Like the way he plays basketball?
The way he reacts to everything.
Dude, play basketball.
not get in politics. Yeah.
The way he doesn't play basketball.
Just play the game.
I'm with you, buddy. He can LeBron James can go take a flying leap. I love that bar in Cincinnati who said we're not playing an NBA game. LeBron tweets out.
I was going to watch the game there.
Yeah, I was going to come watch the game with you guys. I can't hey, LeBron.
Come on over.
Buying a big one.
I'm out on LeBron.
Yep,
always out. Have been.
No, you haven't.
Oh, absolutely. I was so mad when they signed him.
I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you do. You
guys hate him. But I don't like him right now. Because he doesn't play basketball.
Old Dennis Rodman's taking shots at him these last few days.
So is, who else is ripping him? Old Julius Irving.
Yeah, there you go. Someone else.
He ain't in the top 10. Yeah, the doctor.
I mean, see, when you say stuff like that,
did you see his top 10?
No.
All of them are like 170. It's all the old guys and Michael Jordan. And his second team was 8 times better than his first team.
Yeah. Anybody got anything else? You guys, first of all, did you text your wife so you'd be home soon? Make sure. This lady, she ever stayed out?
No.
Yeah.
We got tomorrow.
My wife was sleeping 2 hours ago.
She's out?
How about the draft?
We're going to leave at 3:30.
You watching her the ball now? Where are we doing?
I'll be in Dayton.
She'll be in Dayton.
What are you doing in Dayton?
Going to the, Booms?
Boonshoft?
Yeah.
Boonshoft
on
Museum.
Friday mornings.
So. Nice little Friday at the Boonshoft Museum.
Yep. First
see how
morning, Friday morning.
Bubbles are made. And
all right.
Oh, is this the Metzger's going to the Drury or the Homer?
This is our family vacation.
Yes. All right.
I've been there. It's
going swimming?
Good yep. And
that's you can't beat that. Let's see. How many times will Dax jump in the pool 160 miles an hour?
Dax would love the there's, yeah, I mean, if your kid's active, they'll be all over.
Dax is a classic.
Dax will be doing
he has zero fear. Oh, yeah.
He'll be flying like him.
Yeah.
That's my he'll have knots all over his head from hitting the cement. God.
And then he always puts it on Snapchat, so he's going to go to jail. Most damnest thing I've ever seen. I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, Jordan, what about you? Where are you watching draft at?
Probably BA.
Yeah, right. You cannot go out 2 nights in a row.
Hey, I make the rules.
Oh, here we go.
Brittany.
Brett kind of knows. Yeah. There's...
She don't know how to get on.
There's a few times
she don't know how to get on FR Radio.
Just let me do my thing.
Draft night.
She don't know how to get on FR Radio, does she?
Yeah.
No.
She has no idea. Are you thinking bowling tomorrow night?
I think so. Yeah.
You won't
be long.
Are you? What are you? Oh, he's out. I can just see. Look at it. I'm going to be home on my wife's hand.
Hey, I don't have to get up early anymore, boy.
Oh, sorry. 9 to 5 man here.
No. 8 to 5.
Mega eye. Oh, sorry. What time you go? What time you start work?
8 to 5.
By you?
Me?
Yeah.
You guys don't want to know?
What are you, like 10 to 4?
8 to
1?
2-ish.
Oh, that'd be nice.
My last kid's usually gone by 1:30. But I also deal with some dandies all day, so.
Yeah, I agree.
Makes up for it.
Yeah. But when you wear the bodybuilding.com shirt, right. Who's going to mess
scared.
With
it? Flex a couple times.
Oh, yeah. You want a piece of this, boy? Hey, boy, you want a piece of this? What about you? You get closing down again tomorrow early?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. How many cars you got left?
2. Yeah. I think you're rid of them.
Well, it's maybe a salesman, but how am I supposed to sell?
Yeah, what do you want him to sell?
Got no salesman anywhere. I can't. He ain't got nothing to sell.
Jesus, get some guys some material.
Can't keep a minivan on the lot.
Got his material.
Trying to put my car out there. You might get a shot at
there
it.
There you go. Might get something.
So how about, this is what I always thought would be neat. They should have a camera on them when in draft. I would love to see where you're waiting on a guy. Oh, he's still there. He's still there. Well, and you know that one right before you, they're going to zap you.
The best one was when, what's his name, went into the second round. Who was that a few years ago? And he was just like sitting back. And
crying. Oh, the cornerback?
Who was that?
Who was that?
A corner?
Quarterback.
Brady Quinn, didn't he drop?
Brady Quinn.
He dropped in there forever.
Yeah, but no, there was somebody.
Aaron Rodgers was in there forever, too.
Think about that.
Think about that.
It was. He was a white guy.
Really? I seen the highlights on. They had like all the highlights.
No, speaking of that, the Colts, I think it's the only team that does it. They film everything and they release a highlight film.
See, I think that'd be neater
now. Their GM says we have nothing to hide, so why not let the fans enjoy what goes on in the.
But you got to be. I mean, you got to throw stuff. You got to be in a rage when they take your guy.
Absolutely. Well, the best one's when the Jets
when it was in New York, it's Radio City Music Hall, and their fans were crazy, and they took somebody. Oh, I know who it was. It was a tight end, Kyle Brady. Remember that? They took. It was like.
Then they boo and.
Oh, they went bananas. They went nuts, and Brady's mom was with him, and she's bawling because the fans are all booing him. It was a classic pick.
New York fans. It used to be there every year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Drew Locke? Was he there for the first round and he slid to the second?
Might have been the big Drew's. Nah, it seems like it was longer ago. Like
it's been longer ago.
He'd have been dancing anyway. He would never got mad.
I'm trying to think who that was.
I can't think of it either.
Lamar, he was in
the... Remember the big lineman was balling because Pork says, you can't be crying out there. Was that Tooney maybe or Larry?
Tunsil?
Tunsil. Was he balling? Fell
because he was... They that was...
They had the bong. Remember they had the picture of the bong?
Face mask.
Great story here.
Face mask, all the smoke coming out.
When that came out, Pat McAfee, still playing for the Colts, texted their head coach and said, you draft him instantly. He said, I've never seen a guy bong that without taking a breath. He is great stamina. He said that guy would never get tired.
Pat McAfee podcast is the best. I listen to that at night when I go to bed. Oh, I just love it.
My wife wants to kill me because I...
Yeah, that's funny.
Every day from 12 to about 3:34
o'clock. He can hold his breath through a full face mask. He's an animal.
That guy can go 10 plays without breathing.
That guy has a lot of game in him.
Oh, what a picture that was. All of a sudden, everybody's like, what?
Yeah. Oh, that smoke rolling out of his head.
Larry Tunsil, all of a sudden you see the face mask.
I loved it. For our engineer, Jordan Stogler. Hell of a job tonight, brother.
Great
Thank
job.
You. It was fun.
Toby, the bodybuilder, Atlas Metzger.
Yeah.
Cody, Fu Manchu. I don't know what that is.
Adam Morrison stash is what I call them.
It's a little Adam.
He's got a little pecker hair. It's the damnest thing I've ever seen.
Boys, you get carded getting beer. I'm trying to get past that point. It ain't working.
How's the Delilah?
Good, good. Yeah. She's starting to talk more, so that's always fun.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. And for my partner.
Yes, everybody.
One of the best, Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk. We'll
Draft
be back.
Draft night was awesome.
Boy. Draft night was awesome. Yeah. Indians at Minster. It's Minster Day tomorrow.
Minster Day tomorrow.
We got to get off the schneid.
We need to get off the schneid, boys.
That's exactly right.
We'll get her done. We'll get her done.
Yep, that's right. Sports Talk. We're presented by
the Wayne Street Market. See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.